Hey there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is our podcast, and we call it
In Case You Missed It.
Well, if you missed it this morning, we were talking about things that every man should know how to do. That started because I can't back up a trailer. But as the morning progressed, Tony comes out with that sometimes, and he didn't say how many times, he sits down to pee. Because we had a comment that somebody said men should always lift the seat. And Tony's like, just sit down and do it.
Yeah, right. Do it.
It was very disturbing. And
I ain't ashamed.
And then Foster called in.
Well, you know Tony would be correct on that one. I have to do that at my house.
You sit down to pee too, Foster?
Yeah, because if I don't put the lid down, I get beat up by about four women in the house. I said, well, best thing to do is just sit down and be good.
Oh my God.
That's nice, ain't it, Foster?
That's two of you now.
It is, ain't it? You just sit there and take a load off?
Nah, stop.
Once you get used to sitting down.
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Well, standing up is more convenient. Like off the back porch, that's whenever a man is really able... That's when men shine.
Right. I live in a subdivision. It's more like beside a tree. But, yeah, I stand up then, though.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right, fellas. I still love you both, just so you know. I still hold you both in high regard, no matter your shortcomings.
Hey, Tony, tell him it takes more of a man to sit down and use the bathroom than it does to stand up. Anybody can stand up and wave the wand, but nobody can sit down and hit the hole.
Well, yeah, it's easier if you're sitting down.
I like what Foster said. If I'm in there with you, Foster, and we're against Jason.
Y'all are in the bathroom together now?
Oh my gosh, now this is getting even weirder.
Oh my gosh.
I stand by you, bro.
You're standing by him
in the bathroom?
Oh my gosh. Took my pigs to the slaughterhouse yesterday, and Tony wrote a very nice song to, I guess, ease the pain of me losing my pigs.
Hope it touches you hard. The piggies see they're in hot water, on their way to Hillis slaughter. Evil minds they can't stop craving, pounds and pounds of juicy bacon. In the truck the piggies smelly, we'll soon be food in Jason's belly. Tenderloin for all mankind, and a ham from its behind. Oh, Lord, yeah!
When you mow, you kind of clear your mind, and crazy thoughts come into your head, and here's some of mine. Oxygen could really smell bad, but our noses have just gotten used to the smell, and that's why babies cry all the time, because the air smells so bad and they haven't got used to it yet.
Because they know what oxygen smells like,
right.
And we don't.
And we're nose blind to it.
Wow.
If mermaids were real, they'd be fat, because they'd be like seals. They'd have to put enough weight on to deal with the cold temperatures in the ocean. They're freezing down there.
Yeah, Disney's lying, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We're at the end of September here, and so it's almost time to wake up that guy from Green Day.
It is.
Supposed to wake him up when September ends.
That's true. Right?
If our butt crack was aligned horizontally instead of vertically, our cheeks would clap when we run. Wouldn't you hate to be around a marathon?
I'm glad I wasn't born with side crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. A candlelight dinner, it wasn't really anything special until they invented light bulbs.
That is right.
And then there, poof.
But
it's romantic then.
Back then, it was just dinner.
Yeah.
Huh.
Getting older is just the process of grunting more often when you do mundane tasks.
And it makes you sound like you're working harder.
Yeah.
When you grunt and do it.
My last thought on the list, and I'm pretty sure this has been thought of before, but a sandwich is just a salad on bread.
It's a salad in there, ain't it?
Just think about it.
Wow.
Anyway, those are my mower thoughts. Tony got you all pumped up this morning with his patented pump-up speech.
Let this motivate you. Okay, you gnarly knuckleheads, gather around. Today, men, I want to talk to you about something serious. We don't like it. It's called bullying. Now y'all have this stuff, cyberbullying. plus the school bullying. It's all mean, men. And let me say, if you think that someone is a dork or a loser and decide to hurt their feelings, guess what? You're the booger eater. They are rubber. You are glue. And what you say bounces off them and sticks on you. Your mama, your daddy, your greasy, grimy granny has holes in her panties, plus a big fat fanny. You see, man, it hurts, don't it? If it don't hurt your feelings, then you're a liar, liar, pants on fire, hanging them on a telephone wire. Nobody likes their feelings hurt, men. So act like real men and don't do it. Be good sportsmen. Remember, don't sniff toilet seats and wave at your mamas. I'll see you on the field, men.
Here's today's word of the day.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Pinata affinity. Pinata affinity is to hit a pinata that's full of tiny pinatas, and inside of those pinatas are more little bitty pinatas. Pinata affinity.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
It's in any key.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He had two black eyes and cuts on his chin. That's how we knew it was Miranda's boyfriend.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
There's a guy named Herbert Dixon. He lives in Bartow, Florida.
Okay.
And he had a big 100th birthday this week.
Happy birthday, Herbert.
His golf club, they held a tournament in his name last weekend to honor him for everything he's brought to the game. And you guys may not know who Herbert Dixon is, but he's kind of a big deal.
All right.
He started golfing at 14. He got pretty good, but he couldn't try out for the PGA Tour because of segregation.
Oh.
So he went on to play in a league that was just for African Americans, and he won 50 tournaments in that league. He was inducted into the National Black Golf Hall of Fame back in 1998. So that's what I'm saying. This guy's a big deal, all right?
He's a golfer.
Even now, he still plays almost every day. And then here is what happened on his 100th birthday.
100.
Hit a hole in one.
Get out.
He's 100 years old out there hitting a hole in one in golf. First off, that makes me hate him. But also, really,
ain't the shortest hole on a golf course a par three?
Yeah.
So it has to. He's still putting a ball a far ways to hit a 100.
Easily, yeah. I mean,
at 100 years old.
Well, I don't care. I mean, you play golf your whole life and you may not hit a hole in one. Here's the deal. This isn't his first one. He's hit 8 before.
Wow.
He's been playing golf for 86 years. But this one, he says, was the most special to hit on his 100th birthday. It's a great story.
Yes, it is.
Herbert Dixon, you are
real good.
Okay, that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe if you would, please. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.